You are listening to the St. Petersburg Foodies podcast. I am Kevin Godby. My co-host is Lori Brown. Our guest today is co-host of the Ronnie and T-Crash show on Tampa Bay Sports Radio 620, WDAE, and 95.3 FM, Buccaneers Radio Network. Please welcome on-air sports personality, Ronnie Night Train Lane.
Well, Kevin, Lori, it's an honor to be on the St. Pete Foodies podcast.
Are you nervous? Have you done this before?
I'm just a tad nervous. The view from your penthouse is freaking me out a little bit. It's all good, man.
Obviously, I was joking when I said, are you nervous? Because you do this every day almost.
Yep. Beginning at 4:30 in the morning, we start prepping for the show.
Oh, wow.
That Jeez. Morning.
Wow. And you go on at 6. So you're 6 to 9.
Yeah, to 6 to 9 a.m. Then we do some prep after and podcast after the show.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which we're going to have you guys on and try and get a restaurant to participate. That's going to be fun.
Yes.
So before we get into all the stuff about what you do, we should do a quick backgrounder.
Born and raised in a little town called Paris, Tennessee. It's mm-hmm. in northwest Tennessee in the Land Between the Lakes area. It's about 115 miles north of Memphis, about a little over 100 miles west of Nashville. So it's nestled in there, and it's just south of my school, my alma mater, Murray State, 23 miles to the north. So the Kentucky line is like 15 miles away or something like that.
Your family's still there?
Some family, yes, mm-hmm. indeed. My mother's sister is there, whom I'm very close to. I lost my mom when I was like 2, so she helped raise me. Mm-hmm. So she's kind of like my mother.
Right.
And she is still there and doing well at 84. Or whatever, mm-hmm. she just had
that's great.
Some heart surgery, and she survived that, and she's doing well.
Nice.
So when did you leave Tennessee, and was Florida was it a direct line to Florida?
Not exactly. I left Tennessee while being enrolled at Murray State University. So once enrolled at Murray State, never went back to live in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Left Murray State, went to Evansville, Indiana to work in radio. That was
right,
my first
that was your
gig.
First yes. gig, yeah. You've done almost everything. You've played music. You were a program director. You've done the morning drive time, afternoon drive time.
Oh, that's right. I wasn't always in sports broadcasting because right. I started my career doing music radio. A buddy of mine, whom I don't know if you guys know or not, but he lived in downtown St. Pete for a while. Gabe Hobbs was a program director in Evansville, Indiana. Mm-hmm. And upon graduation from Murray State, I could not decide. I had a double major, criminal justice, law enforcement, and broadcasting. Could not decide whether I was headed to the Kentucky State Police Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And he called and said, how would you like to make more money and not get shot at?
You're right.
I'm listening.
Were you in law enforcement for some time?
No, I never. I just majored in it at school
mm-hmm.
and was thinking about seriously contemplating a career in law enforcement.
That's interesting.
My son's in the military, actually just now transitioning out of the United States Air Force, and right. we have quite a few family members who are involved with the military.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your background in sports? You played, correct?
I played baseball, but not at a high enough level to say that I played baseball, you know, mm-hmm. high school and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But wanted to play in college, was not quite good enough
mm-hmm.
At Murray State. They had a good little baseball program there.
Right.
And so I became a radio broadcaster
mm-hmm.
and covering sports. So I actually did the broadcast for the football team at Murray State.
Oh, cool. So that's how you got really
yes.
into it.
Mm-hmm. But I was still, music was near and dear to me. I was a choir director at church, and that continued in Evansville, Indiana. I had a 40-piece church choir that my wife at the time and I directed. And
wow, that's great.
She was a keyboardist, so we composed our own arrangements of hymns and so forth and so on.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, music's always been there for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But transitioning from music radio to sports radio, that transition occurred here in the Tampa Bay area.
Okay.
When CBS bought what was then the Clear Channel station, mm-hmm. Q105, which was country at the time that I was programming.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So they asked me if I wanted to stay on with CBS or stay with Clear Channel. And I said, no, I want to go to CBS because they did have the Buccaneers broadcast and so forth and so on. So eventually I just transferred from music to covering the Bucks and working on sports talk radio, and the rest is history. Went to Washington, D.C. to work for the Major League Baseball Network on radio,
mm-hmm.
and then back here.
And you got your nickname Night Train when you were doing the night shift playing music.
Playing music at Q105. Mason Dixon came up with that name. Oddly enough, he's still in this market.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And was it around that time when you came to CBS that you met Dave McKay?
It is, yeah. And that's it's a little because he was with us and then we were both with CBS, so it all kinds of runs together for me as far as the years. But yeah, that's when I met Steve is his real name, but yes. Dave McKay.
Yeah,
he actually was on the same station that I was with, and I was his immediate supervisor as a program director. So we had some interesting conversations from time to time. But, you know, he was, I loved him because of his passion for the job and how he connected. He had a special connection with the listeners, as I'm sure you guys know.
Mm-hmm.
And he carried that over with him when he became an even bigger star here with WQYK. I think he was on Q105. He wasn't quite the star that he became on QYK,
mm-hmm.
but he worked so hard at his craft. I mean, that eight slept radio. I mean, was it.
And know? Just, you know, for our listeners who might not know, Dave was the morning drive time personality on Tampa Bay
WQYK.
Thank you.
Yes.
99.5.
99.5, yeah.
Until August 2016 when he passed, untimely passing. Ronnie Night Train Lane, thank you very much.
All right. Yes, thank you so much,
Kevin, Lori, thank you guys very kindly.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks to our guest, Ronnie Lane.
And thanks to our sponsors.
Our announcer is Candace Aviles from Meet the Chef and Channel 10 News, and our intro music is provided by the Chris Walker Band.
Until next time,
may your food be hot
and your bubbly cold.